Really pleased with the outcome of Saturday's game. Going in, we felt like we'd have some advantages, but going in and having advantages and making it happen are two different things. I really thought our players came out with a hard edge. We were pleased with the progress. It certainly wasn't error-free, but all three phases of our game, I thought we were explosive in the kicking game. Having three returns for touchdowns is really something special. I thought we threw the ball particularly well. Brock was on point much of the time. I thought our receivers ran some great routes and protected well. We ran the ball fairly well. I think we can improve our running game a little bit. Defensively, I thought we really came out and played really well, particularly early, and coming up with a pick six. And I think once that happened, you just saw the momentum. Not if there was any momentum on the other side, but it really began to deflate them. So we're really pleased. We came through the game pretty healthy. And I think the guy we're probably most concerned about right now is Ryan Smith. And we're in hopes with the bye week, we'll get a better pulse on where he's at. I think at the very worst, it'll be a game time decision for Illinois State, but we may know an answer a little bit ahead of time. So good win on the road. Puts us in good position, and we've got a bye week, and we'll take advantage of the bye week and prepare for Illinois State and give some guys some healing time as well, because we certainly need it. So, questions?
How do you approach this bye week different than you did the one in September?
Well, we have more guys who are probably going to – not probably. We have more guys that are going to need some more time off. Some guys have been out there and playing with, some – bumps and bruises, but there are certain guys like Josh Colville who's he's got some knee surgery that just quite frankly needs some time off. We'll do that for he and for Levon Perry. We'll probably not have as much contact as what we've had in the past, do some more mental work. And I think every year you look at your bye week and the makeup of your football team, and we've got a pretty seasoned veteran football team. I don't think Andrew Grothman needs to be kicking out the power play a whole lot. He needs some time off as well.
Coach, I know Coach Polasek in years past was kind of the main special teams coach, and now this year duties have kind of been distributed amongst the assistant coaches, but your unit seemed to not be able to miss a beat.
No, the two guys have done a good job. Nick Gazer and A.J. Cooper have split the units. Both of them had been really heavily involved in special teams last year, and so it was a real fitting move to just give those guys more responsibility. They've done a good job with those, and I thought in that game the special teams had a huge impact. Without question.
Is this a reason not to play 12 games, is having a bye week this late in the year? Is that a lot of
combinations. In the past, Jeff, we played 15 games for 2 years in a row. That has an impact. Some of it also came into play. We had a difficult time getting – we had a hard time getting a Ferris State. And so it just came down to the composition of the schedule. And then also – to be somewhat guarded, there's only, with Valley play, it's very, very challenging and physical. And so we had to make sure we were going to protect our football team, and so we chose to take this route.
Coach, talk about the challenge it is to be in the Missouri Valley, considering where South Dakota State, you and I would pick at the beginning of the season, now where they're at. How well you guys have done this year?
Well, we're certainly pleased with where we're at, but it doesn't happen by chance. And I think we're South Dakota State, and you and I are at, it gives you an indication. I don't think Northern Iowa's won a game in the Valley yet. And so I would have never dreamt that. I mean, it came down to, one drive for us as far as beating them. And so games, every game is competitive. Teams change. And it's a really physical league with a lot of parity. So I think that's a case in point, and we're pleased with where we're at.
Pretty much your entire fourth quarter, you played second and third string guys. Are there some players on those units that you'd like to see get even more reps?
Well, after looking at the tape, we think some of those guys played particularly well, but some of them got to improve a little bit too. It was encouraging to see a couple of our younger linebackers in the game. And it was always good to get those guys some game repetitions. Some of our offensive linemen get some game repetition there.
Coach Ryan Smith has been so explosive on special teams. Does the injury kind of entice you a little bit to wean him off that role and maybe use Dudzik or Crockett more?
Well, Christian's been a pretty dynamic punt returner, and he returned to two of them in the game. And you know, the injury that occurred for Ryan, we'll just see where it's at. I know Ryan's a great competitor. He'll need to be at 100% for us to have him play on those special teams. I think there was another question there.
Yeah, I was going to ask about something.
Okay.
Pushing five wide a couple times in this game, spread things out really and allow Brock to kind of pick and choose. Was there something that you saw pertaining to Indiana State, or is that something you'd like to do a little bit more this season?
Well, some of it's going to be on how we see other teams playing us. I think what's really been encouraging, whereas in years past we were so one-dimensional. Either we were going to run the football, and that's what we're going to do. If we couldn't run it, we weren't going to be able to move the football. And what you're seeing now when – you know, Indiana State made a conscious decision that they were going to do some things that were going to be really difficult to run and expose their secondary. And so we were able to take advantage of that. Certainly the empty set is something that we look at from week to week. And I think it's great that we've got it in our arsenal. The other thing I think is great, too, you've got quarterbacks that don't take off and run downfield and hook slide. I mean, you saw Brock take off, run down the field, and run a guy over, and that's a mentality that we have. Now, I know some people may differ, say you got your starting quarterback going down there and lowering the boom on secondary guys, but Brock's a great competitor, and Carson's the same way. And I thought Brock did some great things with the football with his legs as well.
Do you think Carson's picking up that physical mentality from Brock, or is that something he's already?
Now, Carson Wentz, that's how Carson is. Both those two guys are that way. Yep.
You get a sense you may have an advantage playing just 11 games. You and Illinois State are the only two teams in the Valley that are playing 11. Mm-hmm. That this last stretch where everyone's playing 12, you may be more fresh with two bye weeks?
Well, we'll see how it all plays out. I can tell you we're certainly pleased that we have a bye this week. It'll be interesting to see how we respond and play against Illinois State. If you handle it incorrectly, bye weeks can hurt you. I mean, you can come out, your football team's either going to get better or get worse. And thus far, Dom, we've handled those well. I think we've got a pretty seasoned team, and every year is a little bit different. But we're in hopes that we utilize this week well, and we get ourselves ready to play well against Illinois State.
You're going to hit the road, Coach, too, I'm assuming, you and some of the coaches for recruiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pleased with where we're at. We've got more commitments now than what we've ever had at this time. But you've got to constantly be recruiting. That's something I think we addressed several years ago when we were fortunate enough to get into playoff play. We weren't prepared for that, and we've made some adjustments, and we'll certainly utilize some time here to recruit. I know coaches are going lots of different places.
It seems like that gets earlier and earlier every year, the recruiting process. Is that strange to you, how just got to start recruiting so much earlier than you used to?
I think some of it comes down to technology, you know. I'm going to date myself. I started out going out on the road, and I mean, you had to get a 16 millimeter tape film, and to get that back, you had to give your firstborn up, and there was just one film, so it was kind of recruiting came into who was going to pound their fists hardest on the table, and the timeline was different now with huddle and so many other things. You can get your footage much easier, and so some of it's done by that. Camps have become, you know, a really significant part of recruiting, and high school juniors know that, so that's helped us, and we've been more aggressive as far as getting out, and so we're ahead. The real balance and the challenge comes into making sure that those offers that you're tendering are the right guys. You know, you can go out and get your whole recruiting class done ahead of time, but guys change during the course of their senior year. And so you've got to really be guarded as far as making an early offer if that guy is truly a guy that you want.
DeLuca going to be back?
Whom?
DeLuca?
We think so. We met with our trainer today, and I would think that he'll start to practice sometime this week. We'll integrate him in, and we'll hopefully have him back at full speed for Illinois State.